Hello everyone, it's Stefano. It's July 7th, 2012, a hot and hazy Saturday afternoon here in Montreal. I just came back from the art store. I bought some gift cards for my older nephew. I'm going out to his birthday party at my sister's house. Today I wanted to, on my audio boo, I wanted to talk about a subject that my daughter and I were chatting about at breakfast. I remember my daughter is 9 years old, so it floored me that we were even talking about this. Basically, we were talking about frugality and self-sustainability. And it all started because we were talking about the price of food and the waste of companies in their packaging. And a bunch of other things. Basically, how can we live by consuming less and spending less? And we came around the subject of food and growing your own food, and that's what my daughter was saying. But the way she said it, bless her little heart, at 9 years old, I just would love to have that kind of innocence again. She just basically said, well, you know, the earth can grow food for us all. But, I said, okay, well, how do you do that? You know, how is the earth supposed to grow food? She says, well, it just grows out of the ground. You know, the thing, it's funny. God bless her ignorance. But I guess at that age, it's just everything's so easy. However, I did kind of explain to her that, no, I mean, if we wanted to be self-sufficient, we would have to grow our own food. And I took a very simple example. We love cucumbers, and we buy about 3 cucumbers a week. So I said, okay, let's just say, for a thought experiment, that we wanted to grow enough cucumbers to have 3 cucumbers a week for the entire year. So we've calculated out to be 144 cucumbers for the entire year. Now, you can't grow cucumbers other than here in the Montreal area. And I pushed it. I said May to about September, and I think that's pushing it. Sorry about the ambient noise. I've got all the windows open in the car. It's my form of air conditioning. So if we want to grow that many cucumbers in a limited amount of time, roughly May to September, we'd have to grow about 29 cucumbers a week. And that comes out to roughly, 28 would be 4. So 4 cucumbers a day. Now, obviously, we all know that cucumbers don't grow in a day. I'm not even sure how long it takes a cucumber to grow. But I'm assuming, in my ignorance, that it would take a couple of, so sorry about the sound of the wind. This is ridiculous. I don't even know if you're picking me up anymore. Let me just roll up the window a bit. Okay, let's try that. No, that's not going to work, but I'm getting the rumbling from the other windows. Okay, so let's assume that it takes a couple of weeks for a cucumber to mature. So you'd have to have a stock of these cucumbers. Probably hundreds of them because of loss, too. You got to think of that. And that's just cucumbers. That's all we're doing is just growing cucumbers. Can you imagine if we wanted to do the same thing for some of our staple foods? Bread, maybe rice, potatoes, maybe some celery or salad. It just boggles the mind how much we would have to grow to be self-sustaining or self-sufficient. So it was a great thought experiment, and it reminded me of something that James Burke, the noted documentarian. That's a hard thing to say. James Burke, the wonderful English, scientific philosopher, if you want to call him that, who did a series called Connections. And in the very first Connections series, in the very first episode, he postulated what would happen if our society could no longer function at the level it does. I'll be back with part 2.